from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This was actually spoken out loud. The revisionist history here, Lee, would make Stalin proud. They've done everything but airbrush the people out of the pictures to cover up the track record of the Harris-Biden administration. Take a listen.
Joe and I talk a lot about the fact that we are so proud to be the most pro-union administration in America's history.
What? Okay. Like, literally the first thing Joe did was shut down the XL Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah.
Through directly 1,000 members of, like, the union. Cause
the pipe fitters union, yeah.
Yes, out of work. Indirectly, 12,000. The first thing he did on day one. Like, is this another time-space continuum? Because that's not how I remember the last 3 years.
Pretty much, yeah.
And now Joe Biden is busily working with this EV mandate to put the American auto industry 6 feet under because they can't make those EVs on our mainland. And this is why China is opening up manufacturing plants for all the EVs that Biden and I guess Her Highness are going to make you buy. By the way, did you see what she was out saying yesterday?
What was that?
The woman who all through less than 5 years ago, 2020, talked about we need to raise taxes on business. She's going to cut business taxes by $50,000 a pop for small businesses.
I thought corporations were greedy.
Oh, like none of this is going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
This is all a big fat lie. There's not going to be any $50,000 tax cut any more than she has a Detroit accent because she doesn't. She did not grow up in Detroit. She did not grow up in Atlanta. She did not grow up in the South. She did not grow up in Philly or Pittsburgh or do those accents too. She grew up in California and Canada. They don't have those accents.
I remember Hillary Clinton doing the same thing.
I know, but she only had one rendition. Kamala has three at least that I know of. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats are running around bragging about the tax hike they're going to do.
Yeah.
While she's running around bragging about the tax cut she's going to do.
All right.
Well, she's going to need the votes of congressional Democrats in order to cut taxes. Do you serious question. Do you think that that's going to happen, Lee?
No. Listen, it doesn't matter whether it is the Republican candidate, the Democrat candidate, or the independent candidate. I would venture to say about 95% of what you were promised on the campaign trail will never happen. And in many cases, the policy or the actual act that they're talking about doing cannot be done by that office.
Yes, but it's at least in keeping with like kind of the political stripe of who's running.
Well,
right,
exactly. Yes.
Like we'll get the Green New Deal done. It's going to be really awesome, you know. Well, they probably won't get the whole thing done, right? But these are Trump's talking points she's adopted. I mean, these
exactly,
are the polar
yes,
opposite
right.
of what
yes.
she ran on, mm-hmm. of what she and Joe have been doing.
Yeah.
Like canceling union jobs. We're the most pro-union presidency ever. Really? Because I seem to remember the unions were pretty mad at y'all because the XL pipeline. Seem to remember the first time ever we've had a union chief show up to talk at the RNC.
Exactly.
Because you guys so alienated him.
Yeah.
And all of his workers. It's just not real. I guess, you know what is amazing to me here? Look, okay. John Kerry, I mean, you know, every election somebody flip-flops. Donald Trump's flip-flopped on some things.
Yeah.
Some things.
Right.
That's the key part, okay? It's always a little bit of a scandal, and then we move on, right? No candidate that I know of in U.S. history has ever flip-flopped on everything.
And pretty much adopted the stance of the opponent.
I know. I mean, I think she's still the same on abortion. There might be some other issue I'm missing.
Yeah, that's about the only one I think where she's still consistent, yeah.
But other than that, no. I mean, and to do it the way she did, we've never seen this before, which you know always interests me, right?
Absolutely.
We've never seen this before. She flipped one article one day in the New York Times. One time. Flipped all of it. Just went right through. Boom, 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 boom. Me? No. Fracking? No, I love fracking. We'll do that. We'll do some fracking. No. I've always loved it. Illegal immigrants? What are you talking about? I'm tougher on the border than anybody. What? And then issue after issue after issue. But she didn't flip herself. She sent her campaign staff to do it. And just to be extra safe and confuse everybody, they did it on background. So you don't even get to know which campaign staffer was the one who said it. So it's like a rumor she's flipped, except the fact checks are very real, Lee.
Yeah, but it gives her plausible deniability.
Yeah, go look up the fact checks. Does Kamala Harris support fracking? Oh, she loves it. The fact checkers will tell you. No, it's incorrect to say she wants to end fracking. Well, but she said she wants to end fracking. Yeah, but her super secret campaign whisperers who call up the media but not using their own names say that she's not for fracking now. So, okay, but has Kamala Harris ever said she's for fracking now? Well, no.
I got a fun idea. Let's ask Alexa.
It'll
probably blow up the whole internet.
I know. Okay, this is just one shocking example, okay? And this one's going all around the internet, and it is absolutely crazy. I should have played this earlier today because it's so shocking. Here's Kamala Harris at a pro-immigration event, a pro-illegal immigration event in 2019 when she's running for president, bragging about how she refused to enforce immigration laws. Okay, that ICE detainer is not a nice suggestion from ICE. That is the law. They use the law to pick up people breaking the law. Here she's bragging about breaking the law.
And I actually, as Attorney General, informed California law enforcement that ICE detainers are not mandatory. I disagreed with it, and that's why I issued that policy for the sheriffs and the district attorneys of California, telling them that these were not mandatory.
She disagreed with it, so she just broke the law. That's who she said she was in 2019. Now listen to her describe what a law and order attorney general she was at a forum this month.
I believe there should be consequence. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced that address and deal with people who cross our border illegally. I'm the only person in this race who actually served a border state as attorney general to enforce our laws. And I would enforce our laws as president going forward.
But tell us again what you actually did, though, in 2019.
Yeah, right.
And I actually, as attorney general, informed California law enforcement that ICE detainers are not mandatory. I disagreed with it, and that's why I issued that policy for the sheriffs and the district attorneys of California, telling them that these were not mandatory.
So this is a shocking level of flip-flop. This isn't just adopting Donald Trump's position on the wall and pretending you had held it the whole time. You are creating an entire new persona with even entirely new accents, depending on where you go.
Yeah, well. Not going to win any Academy Awards with that performance, though.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad. Now, if you want to know what the Democrat Party is planning for her presidency, what they seem to think she's going to be on board for, weirdly. And you know what it is? She's lying. They know it. And they're fine with it.
Yeah.
Here's Nancy Pelosi on Bill Maher finally admitting all the stuff that we've been saying for years that you weren't allowed to say because it was true. And he's asking her, hey, you know, California, your state that you're from, that you represent, is now giving free house down payments up to $150,000 to illegal immigrants in a program Americans can't access. How do you feel about that, Nance?
The California lawmakers just passed a law, it hasn't been signed by Governor Newsom, giving government assistance to undocumented immigrants to buy houses. That's kind of a different place than the Democratic Party used to be on immigration. Is it not? I'm not going to say that's what the country's going to do, but that's certainly where California is.
Well, let me just say, immigration had always been a bipartisan issue. I refer you to
the... But not free houses.
Well, that's not free housing. It's the American dream being available to more people. But understand...
It's free housing.
Well, I don't know. $150,000 in California ain't going to buy you much of a house. So.
Well, you know, you could do it in some of these Republican areas, if you like. They still have somewhat reasonable home prices. Okay, but then he says, okay, but like this could upset people. Take a listen to what she thinks they're going to do.
So you'd vote for this law?
Excuse me?
So you'd vote for this law?
Making the American dream of home ownership available to all people is something we have to do for people
before
who are here now.
This is before you're a citizen. This is undocumented. This is for the undocumented.
Well, what I would like to do is move them to documented.
Yeah.
So let's just make them citizens. So that's.
Yeah. We're going to move them to the front of the line for the free cash for the house.
Right.
And then we're making them citizens. So she said it. There we go. We're going to move them to documented. She wants to move them to documented.
But then the thing would be if this is supposed to be aid for undocumented and you make them documented, then they're not eligible for the aid. I'm sorry, that's logic. Never mind.
Yeah, if you apply that, you'll begin to become confused. But this is while Kamala Harris is out there saying, I'm going to go total law and order, build a wall, enforce the law, which she's never done before. Lee, I mean, this woman is such a phony. I have this article for my stack right here. This is the head of the Border Patrol, okay, saying, as borders are, she never met with me or spoke to me even one time. And she wants to tell us she's all law and order? How'd you go all law and order without even speaking to the head of your border patrol? How is that possible?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've told you this story so many times, you're probably tired of it, but it just happened again. So it goes like this. A left-wing shooter loses it, gets a gun, and goes shooting in a way that embarrasses the Democrats. They leave manifesto behind, explaining in extreme detail how they are a Democrat. The FBI steps in because often this happens around election time, gets them good and excited around election time, all the rhetoric and stuff, and they open fire. They do. I mean, election time's hotbed. And election years in particular. They get a little white, they get a little wired, get a little hyped up, go off, haul off, kill someone, do a mass shooting. And the FBI has to come in to cover up the mess to keep the Democrats from looking bad. Probably the best example of this, the first time I noticed it, was the Pulse nightclub shooting, where the guy who was an Islamist pledged allegiance to ISIS on the 911 call. So what did the FBI do? Swooped in, took the 911 tapes, made sure nobody could have them. They had to be sued for those tapes, took over a year. But by then, the Obama regime had ended. They were protecting Hillary at that point. Remember, the big issue then was immigration by Muslims from terrorist harboring and sponsoring nations. Muslims we couldn't vet, but Obama didn't care. He fled to the country with them. And fine to have people in who we can vet. You can't vet them. They shouldn't bring them. But he did anyway. FBI to step in and clean up the mess. They've continued to do that when Democrats go haywire. Now they step in, grab the manifesto, and then make you sue them for a year and a half to get it. Well, we have Audrey Hale's manifesto now. It's been a year and a half since she went to a Christian school and slaughtered six people, including three children. And when you read the manifesto, you could tell why the FBI stepped in, scooped it up, made sure you couldn't read it. Yeah, this is a problem. Because Audrey Hale, the killer, was a perfect Democrat. She had their talking points down cold. But you can clearly see. Among the reasons she believed she deserved to die was because she had white privilege. Check. She hated white people. Why? Because white privilege. She loved brown people. Why? Because white people were useless. Nothingness, she said. She was trans, believed she was a boy, grieved deeply that she did not have a penis. There's something strange about that. We've had transgender people for decades now. And they usually make up a tiny percentage of 1% of the population. It's very small. And they characteristically exhibit signs of being transgender when they are little. Audrey Hale didn't. She went through normal puberty, which she admits never dawned on her that she was a boy. Till the last few years, when thousands of young people have suddenly discovered they're the opposite sex as well. She was terribly upset she would never get to have a penis. But she was even more upset at her parents because they would not give her one. She wanted them to pay for her transition surgery. They would not, because they are Christian. So she did the most Democrat characteristic thing you can do. She hated Christians. She said her parents wouldn't give her the one thing she needed to be happy, which is weird because she was like 28, way past grown adult. She should go pay for her own surgery. I don't know why it's up to her Christian family to pay for a penis. But she was entitled and seemed to believe she deserved the penis. She got angry, got very angry at Christians, decided to kill some. So, you know, all while spouting Democrat talking points. And wow, when you read this, you could see why the FBI went to court. You could see why they scooped it up. Fought right to the end, up to the last few weeks to keep you from ever seeing it. So did a series of liberal judges, even using ridiculous copyright arguments that the copyright to her manifesto somehow belonged to her victims or some weird thing. She hated her dad the most. I hate his old cranky man existence. All cranky, good-for-nothing, mentally ill men should die, she said. She wanted her dad to die because he wouldn't pay for the transition surgery and didn't understand her need or desire to have a penis. A need or desire she didn't discover till she was in her 20s, weirdly. Why? When the Democrat Party told her to discover it. She was a good soldier for them. She is exactly the perfect manifestation of their talking points. Couldn't be more perfect. So perfect, even the FBI recognized it and censored it. Just like they did the Pulse nightclub shooting 911 call. Instead, they sent out agents, their surrogates, to assure you that he was just a frustrated gay man. That's why he shot up the Pulse nightclub. No, he was an adherent to ISIS. And everything that goes along with that. People we should never let into this country without vetting them. And that was going to be a problem for Hillary. Remember, she was Secretary of State, so they censored that too. And let you think he was a frustrated gay man and mad at his boyfriend. That's why he shot up the Pulse nightclub. But that couldn't be further from the truth. The FBI knew it the whole time. That's why they hid the tape. So this is a new thing. Now, understand, if there's anything in the manifesto they can twist into making it look like a person is right wing, then they will release it immediately. But not when it's this way. It's almost always this way. We are actually suffering from a flurry of left-wing shooters in this country. It's kind of a major disaster, actually, as left-wingers weaponized to violence, like Thomas Crooks was. He's a great example. That's why we just can't find his search history. Who's looking? FBI? They say they're so very confused about what he might believe. It's all sides of the aisle. There's no way to know. Oh, wait, actually, there is a way to know. Yeah, Andrew Torba, the CEO of Gab, has his entire account. When you read his posts, it's pretty clear. He's a liberal troll. Huge fan of Biden, loves open borders. Huge fan of COVID protocols, big defender of Joe Biden. It's not both sides. Which is why the FBI had to be embarrassed into coming by Gab to pick up the details of his account. They didn't want them. Why? Because they prove he was a left winger, not a right winger. But he was a registered Republican. Yeah, he was a good Democrat. They told them to register and monkey in our primary. Did he donate to the Republicans? No, he only donated to the Democrats, the DNC's turnout fund. That's a politically sophisticated mind doing that. But he had a very good grasp of issues from a Democrat perspective, which is why he functioned on Gab as a liberal troll. They won't tell you that. They don't want you to know. But that doesn't change reality. So Audrey Hale was a good Democrat and faced all the Democrat talking points. It took them to their logical conclusion. I'm going to go to a Christian school and I'm going to kill Christians. Because they won't accept me as I am. People I don't even know, children. Including one girl who tried to save her classmates. So let's go back through the sordid history here very quickly. The Denver shooter identified as trans. The Aberdeen shooter identified as trans. Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale, trans. Philadelphia shooter identified as, say it with me, trans. Iowa shooter, yep, trans / gender fluid. That's just 2.5 years. These shootings don't happen much, thank God for that, contrary to what the liberal media would have you believe, but a shocking percentage of them seem to be Democrat talking point leaning trans or gender fluid identified individuals. For some reason, the FBI just doesn't want you to know about that. Oh my gosh, I laughed out loud watching this. Update on Fox News to the story. So here's what happened. The Department of Justice fake charged Hamas terrorists. I'll tell you why it's fake in a minute. Fake charged the Hamas terrorist leaders for killing Americans on October 7th. I'm sorry, what month is this? September? September 4th? Wasn't October 7th like almost a year ago? Just shy of a few weeks a year ago? And they're just doing it now. Weird. Why are they doing that? Actually, you can see why. Democrat Party must be using topic polls, too. I can see what the biggest stories are and their impact and if they hit. And Americans are very unhappy about the execution of this terrorist, American citizen terrorist, by Hamas, especially after his parents went and spoke at the DNC and Hamas said, I'll show them. They're not afraid of us anyway. And they shot him. Less than 2 weeks later with a bullet to the back of the head. That takes some cojones to do that. Or an assurance that, you know, the Democrats aren't going to do anything to you. Why would they? They never have. In fact, they fund you. Did I say that? Well, they do. This is hilarious. Because for just a couple of weeks, the Biden-Harris, or is it Harris-Biden administration, sounds exactly like me. Why? Because I'm a normal. And for just a little bit, they know they too have to sound normal in order to get elected. Then they can go back to being weird. They can go back to their terrorist-loving ways and their Hamas-funding ways and their anti-Semitic ways, really. And that's not my opinion. Remember that speaker at the DNC, at the Black Caucus? It's actually their operating philosophy.
We got 70 days to act right, y'all.
That's right.
Now, after 7 days, we can go back down crazy.
Right?
Right. So that's what they're going to do. But right now, they're pretending they don't like Hamas when they actually love Hamas. And their grassroots is marching around screaming terrible things at Jews on behalf of Hamas while carrying their flag. They're pretending none of that's happening. Listen to this headline from the Department of Injustice, Merrick Garland. Iran funds Hamas, DOJ says. They're pretending to be outraged. So they fake charged the top leaders of Hamas. Something even the Associated Press admits is symbolic since they'll never catch him. Right. It's just all, it's very fake. Well, if you were even going to fake charge them symbolically and all, why didn't you do it a year ago? We knew the names of the American dead then. Why didn't you do it 6 months ago? Because they were still courting the death to America pro-Hamas vote. They still are today. It's just it's done so much damage to them with the rest of America. The normal America is starting to notice what they're doing. That's what Topic Pulse shows us, the story hanging around. People are sharing it, liking it, clicking it. So they got to fix this. Folks, I think this actually makes them look worse that they waited a year to do this. Oh, yes, we hate Hamas too. Yeah, we're going to charge them. A year later? Really? And now they're seeing, and mostly, look, they're trying to influence and impress the low information voters, complaining that Iran funds Hamas. Huh. Well, we've known that since the week after October 7th, and we knew it. I pulled my file out because the Washington Post published it, the Wall Street Journal published it, the New York Times published it, and I did too. Iran funded October 7th. They armed Hamas. They trained Hamas and even provided logistical support. So it was right there. It was right there in, you know, in all the mainstream media and all their liberal media. Why are they bringing this up now? They've known Iran funded Hamas since a week after the attack. Well, they're using it to justify their fake charges against the heads of Hamas. But if you're a new voter or low information voter just tuning in talk radio, finding out what's going on, I should tell you a few things about the Democrat Party. See, after they learned a week later in all those publications that Iran armed, trained, funded, and provided the logistical support for them to brutalize, rape, and execute American citizens on October 7th, do you know what the Biden administration did then? They knew. Now they released another tranche of $10 billion to Iran to make sure they had the money to fund Hamas. Oh, you didn't know that? See, they could have recalled that money. It's frozen funds. Trump froze those funds to keep the world safe. Trump also put the toughest sanctions on Iran that had ever been. Totals over about a year and a half, about $90 billion worth of oil funds. Trump had them so frozen out, locked down, because nobody would buy their oil, thanks to the sanctions, that the Iranian people were actually in the street. They were hungry. They didn't have enough food. The point of doing that to them is to get them to overthrow their leaders, and they were mighty close to it till Biden and Kamala came along, saved them. Saved them with a nice $90 billion cash infusion. And guess what they did with that? Armed and trained Hamas so they could kill Americans. Something the Democrats did not give a rip about until right now, when the voters started to notice it. Started to notice the dead American hostage, and it sure started to look like there was some culpability there. So now they're faking it. Oh no, Iran funds Hamas, oh geez, says the Biden administration. Yeah, I know, it's been that way for last year. But y'all kept funding them the whole time, knowing the money would be transferred. It was even explained to you numbskulls that the money was fungible. So, you know, if you give $90 billion to Iran, as we have, we've either let them have it or, folks, we directly gave them the funds in bank accounts. Money that was frozen, we unfroze it. Now, that was a remarkable thing to do before Americans were murdered on October 7th and Israelis and innocent children were burnt alive and women were tortured and raped. That was a pretty remarkable thing to do before October 7th. But after, wow. The money kept flowing and flowing to Iran. They used it all kinds of creative ways. Yeah. Money's funded the drones that killed our service members. Money has funded those ships moving weapons to the Houthis. We lost two Navy SEALs trying to stop that. We kept sending the money. So if you know Iran is funding Hamas, why do you keep sending the money? See, but they figure out low information voters aren't sophisticated enough to know that. So they're going to hose them. They're going to confuse them. And you know what? They'll go right on sending the money after the election. Nothing will change. Oh, you guys should know what else that they did. Seeing as they're now admitting that Iran funds Hamas and pretending to be outraged about it. Yeah, you know what else they did? They had a chance. They had a chance to make sure Iran couldn't mount its nukes on missiles because sanctions were still on Iran to stop them from buying missiles. But after October 7th, we went, job well, well done, guys. We love a mass slaughter. We'll go ahead and lift those sanctions and reward you for it by letting you get the missiles to mount your nukes on. So you can deliver them to our shores? I guess. Israel's too. But now they're pretending to be outraged because it's the silly season, 63 days away from the election. This is hilarious. Tim Walz, you know, Kamala Harris's VP. Tim Walz's brother is warning that he is not the type of character you want making decisions about your future. They fell out years ago, haven't talked in a while. Told the New York Post last week he was weighing endorsing Trump, hadn't decided. Oh, the stories I could tell, he said. Well, the Walz family has now endorsed Donald Trump. This political season is just too crazy. Yep. Walz's brother, his wife, there are in total eight members of the Walz family. In this photo endorsing Trump says Walz for Trump. So, of course, this can go both ways. Trump's sister has attacked him many times, and this whole thing gets very nasty. But yeah. So, warning Tim Walz's older brother that he is 100% opposed to all of his ideology. And again, you don't want him making decisions for you. Yeah, anybody who explains to me that I don't have a right to speak, especially not around our democracy, which when they say our democracy, it makes me think it's not mine. It's somebody else's. A guy who clearly is a compulsive liar, a guy whose fellow service members just in an interview with Megyn Kelly describing him as a liar. Yeah, I don't know that I want a lot to do with that guy either. Anyway. His whole family now coming out for Trump. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, how big is your red spot on the wall now, Tara? Oh, that's where I go to bang my head. They painted over it. I think it looks good. Drink some wine, eat some bacon. God is in control. Well, I do that a lot. I drink wine and eat bacon a whole lot. Yes, and I do believe God is in control. I think it'll be okay. But we got to call him out. Texture writes, they just announced on Fox that news that three of the six Hamas leaders that they're charging with crimes are dead. Of course they are. Come on, you cannot compromise the Hamas vote in Michigan. It's worth like probably 10,000 votes. And okay, it's a swing state. They need it. Texture writes here, have you seen the video of the man let go that worked on the Keystone Pipeline? It is heartbreaking. Oh, you should see the videos that Carly Shimkus did at Fox News. She went and visited the towns, or what used to be the towns around the Keystone Pipeline, and how that decision devastated them. But now Kamala says they're the working man's best friend. Well, not if he wants to work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.